the dogs out?
Hold it.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yep, you guessed it. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our Frisky Friday expert today is Mary McClellan, who's joining us from the Pensacola Humane Society. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. How are you, Meg?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad it's Friday, I have to confess. And I always love Fridays because of Frisky Friday, because this is one of my favorite things that we do on the Pep Talk show. So let's not waste any time. Tell me what's happening with Humane Society. My first question is, oh my God, the heat and how this is affecting our animals. How are y'all doing? What's happening?
Well, What's something you might have been a little disappointed about today?
That
I did not bring an animal in with me
today.
Well,
I wasn't going to say anything, but she does bring one, and every time it's
really, I do.
But it's painful for me because I want to take the animal home with me, and I'm not ready to do that yet.
I know. Well, I'm the same way, and I'm there every day. So, yes,
well,
it
Mary
is a problem.
Mary started this spring, and I'm friends with her on Facebook for personal and also for the Humane Society. So I was laughing because every time she posts a picture of another animal, I'm thinking, oh, there's another one going home with her.
Yeah.
How many have you taken home so far?
No. Well, I've only taken home one. I fostered her two nights, and that's a story later, but yes, it is a hardship, and mm-hmm. I've actually have had to start putting myself on restriction. I go back into the kennel maybe twice a week,
okay.
Because otherwise...
No, I'm telling you, if I walk through, I'm going to take four of them home with me.
No kidding.
I'm serious. I'm at heart. Their faces, I just melt.
Oh, they're all so precious.
Gosh.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what can we do? How can we help? What's going on? I know you've got some events coming up. I know there's some things you wanted to talk about.
Yep, we do have some events coming up. One of the reasons that we didn't have a lot for me to consider bringing in mm-hmm. was because last night we had an adoption event for cats at the Inspire apartment complex. And they do one of these about once a month, once every 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We brought seven kittens. All of our adoptable kittens,
right?
And they were gone.
No kidding.
No,
that's
I'm not kidding.
Fantastic.
So
yay.
Where I may have brought one of them in,
uh-huh.
And Tiffany said she was telling people, we're all sold out because they,
oh,
they were
gosh.
Coming up there wanting to adopt a kitten. But anyway, so the kitten situation is under control right now. However, we're getting ready to have a huge influx of kittens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you realize this or not, but whenever an animal is surrendered to us or we do a transfer or whatever.
Because you do take animals from the shelters as well.
Sometimes we
so
do transfers.
Y'all kind of work together.
Yes, absolutely. With Escambia County mm-hmm. and with Santa Rosa County.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crestview as well. We sometimes will do that. But anyway, so yes, we adopted all those kittens out. And then tomorrow we have an event at the same place for dogs.
Oh.
So while we do have a lot of dogs who are in foster care right now,
mm-hmm.
In the kennel, there just weren't many.
Really? That's a first since I've been talking to you.
That are adoptable in the kennel. But, you know, like I said, we have, if you look at our database of almost 100 animals.
Wow.
A lot of them are in foster care.
Which is better than being in the cages.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. One night outside of the kennel is better. And so, you know, that's why our foster program, people don't understand how flexible it is.
Well,
tell
us how
it
works.
You can first go online and submit an application to become a foster. And it's
uh-huh.
not hard to do that. You just go online and then we get back with you pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a doggy day out where you come and pick them up in the morning and you bring them back in the afternoon.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, right?
I'd be like, I'm not bringing it back.
I know. I almost did that a few weeks ago. Silly me. But anyway. but, you know, or you can take overnight for the mm-hmm. weekend or for a couple months, whatever you're comfortable with.
So there's no set time period.
No,
it's
ma'am.
Just up to the
none.
Person that's willing to
mm-hmm.
foster.
That's right.
And do y'all provide anything for the foster?
Everything. We provide everything.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Because that'd be my first thing. Maybe I can't afford to do that.
The only requirement, no, there's no cost to you at all.
Okay.
The only requirement is that the foster has to agree to bring the animal to the shelter at certain times. It's mm-hmm. not like we say, bring them right now. You know,
right.
You have 10 minutes. We say, okay, we have somebody coming in who wants to look at this animal
mm-hmm.
to adopt, and we tell them a time and all that. Or if the dog has some medical treatment like a spay and neuter or vaccines or something like that.
Okay.
That's the only requirement.
Wow. Okay. So, that's great.
Yeah.
So where do I go if I want to do that? How do I sign up? Or
you go to our website, and if you look,
which is,
oh, I'm sorry. You might want to know that.
Yeah.
PensacolaHumane.org. O-R-G.
Okay, so PensacolaHumane.org.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So yeah, you just go on there, submit an application through the foster link.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like I said, we get back with you almost right away. As quickly as we can, because mm-hmm. there's always a need for fosters.
Okay.
So
then if someone is looking online and they see, because you have all the photos pictured of the dogs and cats that are available, and if I wanted to apply or come in and take a look, can you talk about the process kind of from beginning to end and what it might cost me if I did want to adopt?
To adopt a dog. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can come in during our business hours, and those are listed on our website. Most days it's 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of exceptions.
Are you open Saturdays?
We are.
Oh, okay.
10 to 2.
Oh, good. Okay.
And on Thursdays, we're actually open 10 to 6.
Oh,
so
perfect.
So if you want to come after work or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come in. If you already have an animal in mind, you just let them know at the front desk, and they'll bring that animal out if they're on site, if they're being fostered off site.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you spend a little time with them and, you know, get to know each other. If you want to, you know, foster to adopt, you would take them home and just kind of see, you know, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where you get in trouble.
I'm smiling.
Absolutely. Let me just see how this goes. And then, you know, 10 years later, you've
right.
got a 10-year-old dog.
Yeah. Well, you have an adoption event tomorrow. So where is
we
that?
Do.
What's the address for that one?
That is at the Inspire Apartment Complex. And you would ask me the address. I know it's on MySlak, MySLAK.
Okay.
And I'm not on
We can
the
Google
internet
that. It's
right
Inspire.
Now. Inspire Apartments.
Apartments. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
But anyway, so you just kind of fill out some paperwork as an adoption and as an adoptor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take the animal home that day if everything, you know, looks clear. But if you can't right at that moment, we try to discourage this because we really want the animals to go home with their new families as
mm-hmm.
soon as possible. Then we'll hold, you know, not for very long. And I'm not sure exactly. I don't work up there in that area.
That part, yeah.
So I don't want to misspeak, but yeah, and it's a very easy process.
Mm-hmm.
Very
okay.
easy process.
So all you have to do is go to PensacolaHumane.org to find out how you could foster and also take a look at the dogs and cats that are available for adoption. Mary McClellan is here this morning on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, and she is the VP of Development for the Pensacola Humane Society. So we're going to be back in a few minutes. If you have some thoughts, some questions that you'd like to ask Mary about the Pensacola Humane Society, text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, talking to Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society. Lots to talk about this morning, so you've got a couple events coming up.
That's right. We have the Inspire Apartments events tomorrow, and
mm-hmm.
that's a dog adoption event.
What time is that?
That is...
During
I should have written that down.
Oh, no, sorry.
Yes, please go to the website,
okay,
PensacolaHumane.org. And
okay.
if you scroll down, you'll see all of our events.
Okay.
We have an event with T-Mobile and Gulf Breeze. That's coming up on August 2nd.
Oh, great. Next weekend.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Next weekend. Oh, this Tuesday coming up the 29th,
mm-hmm.
we have Doggy Days at the Wahoos game.
Oh, fun.
And basically... if your furry friend brings a human, the furry friend gets in free.
Oh, okay.
The human has to pay. So we'll have our van out there with dogs that can be adopted. And
mm-hmm.
so the goal is adopt a dog and take them into the park because then
yeah.
the dog is free.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's going to be a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Oh, and then, of course, we have Barktoberfest coming up.
Ooh,
October 18th.
Okay. That's
and we're in
be
full
fun.
Gear for that right
All right.
Now.
Well, we'll have time
yeah.
to talk
yeah.
about that more.
Yeah.
But you were telling me about Abby. Tell me this story
oh my
about
gosh.
Abby.
Oh, so this adorable little terrier came in, and without giving any, you know, identifying information, the owner of this dog was terminally ill,
Aww.
And she's trying to find a really good home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a friend of mine who called me about it, not the, you know,
the
was not the friend's dog.
Aww.
So we took her in, and she came with a list of instructions that was a really long and
Aww.
Lots of little cute hair bows. She was a little Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, no.
She was adorable.
Oh.
And I fell in love with her immediately. But she had like a list of foods with her that she, and it was things like rotisserie chicken, but only from Sam's. Sam's Club. Chobani yogurt, but only during the summer months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was like this whole list, and we were just, tell this little dog had just been so loved. And
someone say maybe spoiled a little bit?
No.
Or who's the owner here?
Not at all. I know. She was definitely the owner. Like, well, I don't want to leave her here overnight. I'll take her home, you know. And so I did.
You took her home.
Uh-huh.
Big mistake.
Yeah. It was heartbreaking, but and then a second night I took her home again, mm-hmm. and then she was adopted.
Oh.
And she was adopted by a single woman who, got back with us yesterday. Sarah from our front desk came in, and she goes, well, I just got a call from the lady who adopted Abby, and I went, oh. Uh-oh. This is my sign. I've got to adopt her. She's coming back, right? She's doing great. Oh. She has her own special princess chair. And I'm going, oh my gosh. Oh. So, yeah, she definitely went to a really, really good home.
I can't stop smiling. That just
I know.
Really
she
happy.
Was so cute and sweet.
That's great.
But I don't know how my, if that's a if fostering is a good route for me.
I told you already. I mean, I feel my heart says do it, uh-huh. but I know myself. I know what's going to happen.
The thing, too, is that you really have to think about, does my lifestyle, is it accommodating to have mm-hmm. a dog or a cat? And that's what, to me, is you know, when dogs are adopted. And then, you know, of course, things come up. You do have 30 days to bring the dog back if it isn't working, mm-hmm. And get a refund for your adoption fee, which, by the way, is $50 for dogs and cats over the age of 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 8 years, there is no adoption fee.
Gotcha. Okay.
Under that it's 75.
For the newer, like for the puppies, what does that include? The adoption fee, microchip or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Okay. All of our animals are microchipped. As soon as they come in, mm-hmm. the first thing we do is called an intake. We check for a microchip. We scan them for microchip first and see if there's, you know, an owner that, if they've been surrendered because they're a stray or whatever.
Right.
They get a microchip. They get all their vaccines, and they are spay and neutered before they leave, before they are adopted out.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. But you can foster... If you mm-hmm. want to adopt one, but they haven't finished that process yet, you mm-hmm. can foster to adopt, which means you bring the animal home with you, and basically he's yours or her, she's yours, but then, you just have to bring them back for the procedures that they need, and then you can make the adoption final.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great, because those procedures and things can get expensive. They add up pretty quickly, so that's
really
fantastic.
So we take care of all that. And, you know, $75 for puppies and kittens up to 6 months old. And after that, it's $50.
And then after 8 years.
After 8 years, our senior dogs, we really want to put them in homes fast. So,
yeah. Okay. So. Talking with Mary McClellan, she is VP of Development for Pensacola Humane Society. So many things to think about. How can we help? If I can't do the fostering or not, what can I do to help? What can I donate? Do you need money? Are there other things I could donate?
Do we need money?
Yeah.
Silly question.
Silly girl.
I mean, that's how we do all this, you know? And so.
Because you're a nonprofit. You're not getting state or federal funding.
That's right.
So.
That's
how
right.
How can our listeners this morning help out?
Well, you can always go, one thing we always try to promote is a simple, sustaining monthly gift. You go to our website and do $40 a month, you know, and it's automatic. And you can stop whenever it isn't working for you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also go in and do other levels as well. You can be a sponsor for Barktoberfest. I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
All that information's on our website. But also you can donate towels,
Especially beach towels now. Don't throw them
beach
away.
Beach towel. Right.
They're
do not.
Reusable for
Yeah, everybody's
shelters.
Restocking. They're like, oh, this is gross. I'm not going to be seen mm-hmm. dead with this at the pool, right?
So
bring it in. We'll take it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take the sheets. We'll take the towels and the pillowcases and all that. The area, little area rugs,
bath
the fluffy
mat,
ones.
Bath
mats. Mm-hmm. That's it. So all of that. You can bring in pet food. We always have a need for cat food. People bring in lots of dog food, which mm-hmm. we are thrilled about. But cat food seems to be a little less.
Okay.
We often have to go buy it. So we're trying not to do that. So, yeah, and volunteering. Oh, my God. Volunteering is vital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break.
Sounds good. Talking
with Mary McClellan. If you've got a question about Pensacola Humane Society, adopting, fostering, or how you can help, or how you can volunteer, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, talking to Mary with the Pensacola Humane Society. Okay, just a minute or so left. What else do we need to know?
Okie doke. Well, one thing I wanted to mention is that when I left the shelter this morning on my way here, it was complete and total chaos. And one of the reasons
I'm
was...
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, one of the reasons was because we had our pet pantry going on, which is one of our programs where on the second and fourth Wednesdays, we just changed it. So today is the last day. It's on a Friday. You come in, and if you want some free, you know, need free food, it's if you really need it, you know, and so people come in and they get the food from the pet pantry. And we probably had, I don't know, 25 people there,
wow.
20 to 25.
Okay. So that's good to know if someone's suddenly unemployed and they can't afford it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But another thing we had going on was we were having some new gutters installed and Martin's Gutters came in. It's owned by Pat Martin, and his workers, BJ and Adam, put up new gutters for us, an in-kind contribution. So that's another way people can help.
Hats off.
Bring in, help, offer services, offer, you know, retail, whatever. Last week, we had a Cut Above Landscaping who came in and did all kinds of work for us.
Oh, that's great.
In-kind. So that's another way to help. But mostly, you know, just knowing that we're there, and if you hear of anybody who needs what we offer, we're there for them. And, you know, we get a lot of outreach, and we try to get everybody taken care of as best we can.
Okay. So once again, where are you located?
We are at 5 North Q Street, which is right there.
How do you find that? What are you near?
Well, if you go to the intersection of Pace and Garden, right where it starts to become Navy.
Okay.
We're right near there,
right
behind that fire station there.
Okay, of course.
So, so we're there. And,
What days are you open and your hours again?
Monday through Saturday. Most days are 10 to 4. Thursdays are 10 to 6. And Saturdays are 10 to 2.
Okay, so you can get out there this afternoon or tomorrow, and then you have a couple of events.
Tomorrow we have the Inspire Adoption event at the Inspire Apartments. Tuesday night we'll be at the Wahoos for Doggy Days.
Okay.
And the second will be at T-Mobile and Gulf Breeze.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about this? You've been there since the spring, so tell me now, other than not taking 20 dogs home.
My favorite thing is that, you know, if your mind starts to get fuddled and you've got a bunch of stuff going on, you can just walk down into the shelter, go into one, either take one for a little walk or go down and sit in a kennel and, you know, just love on these puppies. So,
okay. All right. Thank you so much, Mary, for being
here
on Frisky Friday. Give the number and website one more time.
850-432-4250, PensacolaHumane.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for all you do. Please tell the team over there I said hi, and thanks for everything they're doing for our pets.
Thank
in
you,
Pensacola.
Meg.
This
thanks.
Has been Pep Talk. It's Frisky Friday. I hope the rest of your Friday is frisky as well. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back again with you at 9 o'clock on Monday on Pep.